through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Are you wielding it?
What's up, my friends?
Ooh, hey!
Wow, how are we?
Some energy, isn't
it? That's good. That's why we invite you here.
I don't know if this is public knowledge on the show or not, but Sarah hasn't really gotten any sleep, so
no,
I'm coming in here like a hot shot of espresso.
It's good. It's good. Tess has given me literal espresso, and you're going to be the figurative one. What you got?
I'm a human coffee. Well, locally, I don't know, man. We're just in this big old media holding pattern to figure out what's happening with the TVNZ-RNZ merger.
Didn't they say, yep, we're doing it?
Yeah, they said, yep, we're doing it. But we've known that since early December. And it's pretty funny hearing Radio New Zealand keep talking about it because all the leaks are coming from Jane Patterson, the political editor from Radio New Zealand. And they're kind of like, so it has been reported by a political editor that this is the future of RNZ, the station which I currently work at, and it's like, oh boy, that's tense.
I mean, is that their journalistic duty to report on that even though they are the story?
Yeah, and you only get this cool, like, bizarro, it sounds like satire because they're so dry in the reporting of it, at a state, you know, owned media organisation, so it's pretty funny.
At least they're talking about it. I mean, they could be ignoring it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like TVNZ.
To be honest, yeah, all of the leaks are coming just from Jane Patterson. So it's RNZ's person who's drawing all the information out because it certainly isn't coming from the government, Chris Farfoy. Give us an announcement, my bro.
Hey, it's hard.
We don't know what's happening.
It's a big bus to turn.
Yeah.
Two big buses.
It's at cabinet level at the moment. But the problem is, it's not that, I mean, they're looking at this all being finalised in about 2023, according to the leaks. But the issue is the information keeps coming out in leaks, and you've got to do something about that. Like, if all of the news about something you're involved in keeps coming out and it's leaked, you need to start making announcements to get out ahead of it. That's just one man's opinion.
Do you reckon it's on purpose to try and get some kind of official statement?
Someone will be doing it on purpose for something.
That's profound.
Isn't it? Well, you know, Jane Patterson is getting this information leaked from a pretty high level of someone involved with these chats. So what are they angling for? What are my house of cards? I forgot his name. Hey, radio's 100 years old.
Happy birthday, radio.
Happy birthday to the medium. In 1920, a station owned by the Detroit Times just started fanging on some concerts as an experiment for days at a time, and people loved it. And then they made a radio show about the success of that experiment.
I can't believe it's only 100 years. I don't know why I just thought it would have been longer.
Yeah, I think it's in its current form of, like, sort of publicly enjoyed radio.
It's how long you probably feel like you've been in this building, Tess.
Yeah, that's right, Sarah.
Funnily enough, from that first little experiment in 1920 in Detroit, it only took 2 years for the BBC to pop up after that.
Bless them.
Such is the speed of this fabulous medium.
It is. It's zippy.
The main thing that I want to talk about, though, which is sort of media adjacent, is the Iowa caucuses, which are happening at the moment, which is hilarious.
Why is it hilarious? What's the Iowa caucus, Tim? Teach us.
So I have been waiting for the results of the Iowa caucus for ages, and we were supposed to find out yesterday, and they haven't happened. So here's what happens when you want to pick an American president. There are two main political parties. So basically, you have to be either a Republican or a Democrat. Now, these two political parties are private organizations. They can make up completely their own rules about how they choose their nominee to go head-to-head for the general presidential election every 4 years. They've got slightly different systems, but what we're going through at the moment is the primary decision for the Democrats, because Trump will represent, he's the incumbent president. He will be the Republican. So now the Democrats are picking who their person will be to try and beat Trump. The system to do that is mega complicated.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
So much about American politics is quite complicated.
There's 50 states in America, and each of them have their own slightly different flavored method of picking delegates. There's a little over 1,000 delegates that they can grab. And the reason why everyone's had their eyes on Iowa and everyone's been talking about Iowa, there's two different systems to determine the delegates across America. Some states have a primary election Which is a little more straightforward. You send in a ballot if you're a registered Democratic voter, and they count all those and they figure out who's won that, mm-hmm. or what the share of the delegates is. But there's this other system called caucusing, which is way more like archaic and weird and crazy. And Iowa is always the first state in the nation to do any of these contests. So everyone looks to Iowa.
They use it as a bit of an indicator, right?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure this is right. In every single Democratic candidate who has won Iowa has gone on to win.
Far out.
Every Democratic president has won Iowa first, put it that way.
Right.
Everyone who's become the president and is a Democrat has won the Iowa caucus. So all eyes were on Iowa. The caucus system is real funny. Like, there's 1,000 different locations in Iowa. They all get into these groups. There's 3 different systems to it. So they'll be in this tiny like school hall or something with an official, and they go, everyone who wants to vote for Pete Buttigieg, go on this side of the room. Everyone who wants Elizabeth Warren, go on this side of the room.
So strange.
They do it like a number of times. You can yell at each other. You can convince your friend to like come over to the other side. Anyway, this time...
It's like school camp.
It truly is. But do you know what? It's very easy to mock, but the thing is, because it's so crazy and everyone does it differently, it makes it quite hard to hack. Like, if there was some standard digital computerized system that went out everywhere and it was all the same, it'd be quite vulnerable.
Right.
But because everyone's just made up their own patchwork system, it does make it crazy but kind of strong against attack. So what happened in Iowa is they were touting the use of this brand new app that the Iowa Democratic Party had developed for the caucusing, and it completely shit the bed.
Right. We could kind of see that was going to happen, yeah?
Yeah, people couldn't use it. So each caucus situation had their own managers. They couldn't get the results in. They had a backup system, which was this old school, like you phone in an operator and tell them what your results were from your precinct. That as well completely fell over, and we still right now do not know the results, and that is not supposed to be the case.
How late is it?
It's about a full day late.
Amazing.
Now, almost a full day late. And it's so serious. Like, this is such a massive cock-up. This is a huge historic cock-up that people are talking very seriously about Iowa losing its first in the nation status for the primary elections, which is a big old deal.
Do we know when we will get it?
Yeah, to be honest, probably in a few hours from now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're going
tuned to the wire, perhaps.
Yeah, they're going back to backup systems. There's a combination of ballots that the caucus managers at their own individual sites have taken, and they're using like photos to make sure that everything's on the level. But they have said that they have not been hacked. The integrity has been ensured. It's just going to take longer, but...
Write your name on a potato and throw it over the fence.
Exactly. It was pretty funny seeing all of the cable news organisations just scramble for hours with no data whatsoever to try and make it. Because they've got all their best anchors on. They've got all their data analysts. All their pollsters are sitting there.
Just like mugging.
No one's got anything to say for like 8 hours. But some early results do indicate that Sanders has absolutely smashed it. Bernie's done very, very well, which was great and kind of expected if you looked at the most recent polling. Pete Buttigieg looks to have done quite well and has publicly claimed it as a massive victory. He went out on stage and basically gave this victory speech, which was kind of weird.
A bit premature, possibly.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren has definitely picked up some delegates, it looks like, from this, which makes her viable. You go on to the next stage. And Biden has probably got 1 or 2 as well. He really did not do well.
Right.
By the looks of things right now.
Was he expected to?
Not really.
Yeah.
Anyone who thought that Joe Biden was going to do well hasn't really been paying attention to politics, you know?
Now, you've brought us in a clip. Can you explain what this is?
This is just a great example of the events of last night playing out live on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, who's a long-running newsman.
He's a big name.
And they were trying to basically just in real time get their arms around the Iowa caucus situation.
I'm just waiting on hold and doing my best to report the results from my precinct.
What are you hearing? I know you're listening to a conversation from the Iowa Democratic Party.
This is a real coincidence, Wolf. I just got off hold just now. Uh-huh. So I've got to get off the phone to report the results.
All right. Go ahead. Report your results. Can we listen in as you report them, Sean?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's listen.
All right. Okay. Hi. Hello. They hung up on me. They hung up on me. Okay, I've got to get back in line on hold. Oh. They just hung up.
It's so frustrating indeed. Sean.
Just being an incredible professional there.
Well, he kind of screwed him, though. Yeah, that dude was off for an hour.
The caption to that clip was, you can officially blame CNN for the delay in results after this guy got hung up on.
But then we now know that even the phone call he was on hold for probably wouldn't have had the results that he was looking for.
He was reporting them in. So that was a guy from his precinct who had numbers to give to the central command. And there was 1,000 of those sites all trying to report in their numbers. Good times. Democracy. We love it, but it's messy. But do you know what? I will end on this. It is ultimately, yes, this is messy. Yes, people got very furious. Yes, people are angry that the momentum of the day is kind of gone. But it was very intentional that this happened because a lot more data has been captured and reported than in previous primary elections because Bernie Sanders got so screwed last time. So they want to make sure that everything is on the level.
Do you think there's been an uptick in the amount of people involved in voting as well?
It'll be really interesting to see these first numbers. This is the first indication we have. But like anecdotally and based on all the fundraising numbers, the strength of the Bernie Sanders campaign is historic, like truly historic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what better song to go out on than this? Thank you so much, Tim.
A pleasure.
America. America, 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 you are so grand and golden. Oh, I wish I was deep in America tonight. America, America, I watched David Letterman in Australia. Oh, America, you are so grand and golden. I wish I was on the next flight to America. Captain Christofferson, Buck Sergeant Newberry, Leatherneck Jones, Sergeant Cash. What an army, what an air force, what a Marines, America. Never served my country. America. America. Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iran. Native America, America. Well, everyone's allowed a past. They don't care to mention America, America. We'll be right back. it's hard to rouse a hog in Delta. And it can get tense around the Bible Belt. America. Lucky suckle teeth on this tall pig knuckle meat. Ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea. Ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea, ain't enough to eat.
Week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.